She's been down and out. She's been wrote about. She's been talked about constantly.
She's been
up and down.
She's been
pushed around, but they held her down. NYC. She has no regrets.
She
accepts the past. All these things they helped to make. She's been lost and found,
and she's
still around. There's a reason for everything. Yeah.
No, I've been holding on. Tried to make me weak, but I still stay strong.
Yeah.
Put my life all up in these songs, just so you can feel me.
So you can get the
so
real
take me.
Me
as I am, or have not.
And welcome to another episode of the Loving Me Is Enough podcast. I just want you guys to know that we do not own the rights to any songs that you may hear on this podcast, but we certainly do enjoy them. But we do not own the rights to any songs on this podcast. So with that being said, it's me again. It's your girl, Natasha Hatchett, and this is the Loving Me Is Enough podcast. So I know you guys didn't expect to get two back-to-back episodes, but that's okay. You know, sometimes when you've been slacking and you've been lacking, you have to kind of make up for what you did and what you did not do and what you need to do. But no, seriously. I did the episode yesterday because I felt I needed to say farewell, so long, bye-bye to 43. And so now today, it's July 1st, and it is officially, I feel like I should be Trick Daddy. It's officially my birthday. And when I tell you, I am so looking forward to this new phase, this new level, this new era. I'm just really looking forward to it. So I said in a podcast I did yesterday, I said we need to learn how to close chapters and move on, and understanding that moving on is not always a bad thing, but it can be a good thing. It can be a blessing. It can be monumental, if you will. So yesterday I said goodbye to 43, and I kind of, you know, gave some things of how 43, how I embraced it, kind of, sort of. Because some things I did embrace, some things I didn't. And then I kind of explained how your girl's stepping into 44. So I am calling, whatever. I'm calling this season of my life 44 and more. Right? So I'm calling it 44 and more because, one, I'm 44. But two, I am expecting so, so much more from this season. I don't know about you, but yeah, I'm do some things. I'm just due. So this season of my life is called 44 and more. And in this season of my life, I said, I started in chapter 43, being intentional with certain things and certain people and certain aspects of my life. And this season of my life is no different. I am completely intentional about everything that I do. I'm completely intentional about the people that I choose to put in my circle. Shout out to my girl Monique Strong and her book that she finally released in the month of April. It's called Who's in Your Circle. I just got to put that plug in there. Like, if you have not gotten your book, it's on Amazon, or you can go on her Instagram page, which is MoSpeaks77. And purchase your book. Like, I'm so super, super proud of her. And if you know anything about, you know me, I'm a great supporter, especially to those that are in my circle. I ride hard for my people in my circle or whatever. So I'm just so proud of her. And I just thought I'd put that was even a part of my chapter 43, you know, and pushing others is not always easy because it also exposes you. Sometimes your own weaknesses, sometimes your own flaws. And I just have to say, I'm so grateful. I don't even know if she listened to the podcast, but whatever. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to be a part of her accountability team, for lack of a better term, and pushing her into getting this project off the ground. Because as anybody know, everybody could start something, but can you really finish and see it through to the end? So we want to give a big shout out to my girl Monique Strawn, also known as Mo Speaks. And for those of you that are looking for life coaches or a life coach or a pusher, as I call myself, because I am your neighborhood pusher, and I mean that in every sense of the word, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm here. You know what I want to do at 44? I want to see not only myself grow and progress. I want to not only see myself get the more, but I want to see others also tackle their dreams, go after what it is that they want, especially those in my circle, because I'm a firm believer, and I think she talks about this in her book, the people in your circle can make or break you, right? So if I'm saying in this season for me, it's 44 and more, I don't just want to be the only one in my circle with the more. I mean, I ain't mad because I am going to do the work, but I definitely want to see others win. One of the things that makes me happy, notice I say happy and not joy. One of the things that makes me happy is seeing others win. I'm not a hateful person. I'm not a jealous person. I never have been, and I don't intend to be. I like to see others win because when I see others win, it lets me know that anything is possible. So, yeah. In season 44, chapter 44, level 44, whatever you want to call it, child, it's just 44. And I'm just excited about what 44 is going to bring. So there's a lot of new things. There's a lot of different things going on in 44. So I'm just going to come right out the gate and just get into everything. So this is called 44 and more. So what you're getting more of, you're getting, for you guys, the more probably just means you're getting more of me. Yes. And honestly, who doesn't like more of me? Although, I take that back. I can be an acquired taste. So I don't like okra. It's disgusting. That's my opinion. Don't come for me. Food people, foodies. I don't like okra. I don't like asparagus. Let me give you the disclaimer. I don't even know what it tastes like, but just the looks of it, I don't like it. So to me, those things are acquired taste. Not everybody likes it. Not everybody wants it. But here's the thing, though. Although they are acquired taste, they have such great benefits. And although I am a great unacquired taste, knowing me is beneficial to you. And I know, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but shout out to me, because knowing me is extremely beneficial. No, but seriously, you're just going to get a lot more of me, a lot more transparency from me. I feel like, you know, in order for you to grow as an individual, whether you're a mother, a wife, a career, you know, entrepreneur, a preacher, teacher, doctor, lawyer, long as I got King Jesus. No, I'm just like, but whatever profession, whatever field, whatever career you're in, I just feel like you should always be authentically you. And I feel like everything that you go through and everything that you've been through, it is definitely necessary to form and to build you into the person that you are to become. So when I say 44 and more, there is so much more to me than people really don't know. I think what happens is, and people see me and they automatically assume one thing. And then when you get to know me, you realize it's another thing. Like I had a lot of people who have met me along the way say, oh my gosh, when I first met you, you look so mean, or, you know, you just seem so standoffish and this, that, and the other, and all those other things that they say to people who just have a look. I guess I have the look. And once they got to know me, it was like, oh, you're really not that bad. Oh, you really, you know, and so I get that a lot. I'll never forget when I was dating a couple of years ago. This had to have been pre-Jaden. So, ooh, that was a while ago. I was in the dating field a couple of years ago. This was pre-Jaden. And One of my friends, we used to go to the gym real heavy. That's when I was fine, fine, y'all. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was super fine. This was like, yeah, super fine. So we was going to the gym, and this guy approached my friend at the gym, and he says to my friend, he's like, yo, what's up with your girl? So she was like, who? So, you know, they talked up, whatever. He was like, I really want to approach her, but man, she always looks so mean and unapproachable. Like, I almost said the word I ain't got no business saying. He was like, yeah, dude, don't know whether or not we can approach her, like talk to her. Like, she just always got this mean mug look. And if you know me, that's 98% true. Like, most of the times, my facial expression says, yo, don't talk to me. I don't want to be bothered. But that's really, truly not what I'm feeling. Sometimes I'm not conscious of what my face is saying. So he just didn't talk to me. So he went through my friend to talk to me. And then eventually, you know, I guess I had to get up the nerve, as Patti LaBelle say. And he finally approached me. And when he got to know me, he was like, you're really not that bad. Some may call it, the old folks would call it, my bark sometimes is worse than my bite. Sometimes, but please, let me give you this disclaimer. My bark may seem to be worse than my bite, right? But baby, you don't want the bite. Keep letting me bark. That's all I'm gonna say. So yeah, he finally approached me. He definitely did communicate with me. And, you know, we chopped it up for a while and, you know, that absolutely went nowhere. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I was dating. Yeah. So in 44, I plan to give you just authentically me. And this season, if you haven't caught it in the show on yesterday, I'm actually video recording something that I will never, ever do. Or something I said I would never, ever do. I said this podcast was going to just be that, a podcast. One that you listen to. But I've been convinced by Brian Anthony of Brian Anthony Studios, where I record. And I've been convinced by Rosa Williams of TNT Promotions that I need to do more, be more visible. 44 and more. That's all I'm going to say. I'm trying to give you the more. Now, understand that the more is going to take a little hot minute. Like, I was trying to record this today without doing the video. But I got told that I had no other choice but to do the video.
Hey, you dirty.
Yeah, how you doing? So I feel like, you know, and that's the thing about having people in your circle and in your life that can push you past your comfort zone. Because if everybody in your circle is comfortable and nobody's pushing anybody, can I just suggest that you just find you a whole new circle? Don't even send the text that say it's you, it's me, not you. No, just leave. They probably don't even know you're gone anyway. That's how dry the circle was. But nevertheless, so 44 and more, I'm just, you know, doing things differently. I'm taking my time with it because I'm even in my own head. I hear what's the words that's coming out my mouth in my Chris Tucker voice, but in my head and in my processing, it's just like, it's not clicking, you know? I'm not married to it yet. So it's kind of like still new for me and still one of those things where I'm just like, cause you know, the thing is being authentically yourself sometimes requires a lot. And I don't want to be on camera all the time. I don't want to have to keep doing makeup and hair and all that. So I thought about it. If I said I'm going to be transparent, right? And if I said I'm going to be authentically me, sometimes you're just going to get the Natasha without the makeup. The Natasha without a hairdo, I mean, I ain't going to be all messy looking, but you just might get that. And so, yeah, so that's where we're heading. And so I've been asked in my off season, so I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I've been asking my off season, so what have you been doing? What have you been up to? You always promoting everybody else. Why don't you promote yourself? And, you know, what's going on with your love life, child? That's the $1 million question everybody want to know. But see, you ain't got to have to keep wondering. I'm going to tell you. What's going on with your love life? What's going on with this? You having any more babies? You know, there's some questions y'all shouldn't ask people. Like, when you having another baby? Did y'all just not hear me say I'm 44? Who doing that? Not Natasha. Certainly not me. But these are some of the things that I get asked very often. Sometimes I want to say, mind your business. Mind your business. That's all of my business belongs to me. That's what I really be wanting to say, but, you know, that's rude. Right? Yeah, it's rude. It's tasteless.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't have time for them questions y'all be asking me. So I'm going to answer all those questions. And so today, the first question I'm going to answer on, my journey to 44 and more, is the infamous question is, so what you do again? What it is that you do again? Oh, but before I get into that, well, I'll tell y'all that later. I feel like we gonna go on a journey. But so everybody wants to know, what is it that I do? Because I rarely promote myself. Let me just correct that. I do not promote myself. I don't really like spotlights on me. So I tend not to promote myself. If you know, you know. And yeah, but in 44 and more, apparently I have no choice. Yeah. I have no choice. Apparently, the people that God has strategically placed in my life feel some type of way about it. So, either I keep the people and stay the same, or I embrace the people and I grow. Drum roll. Y'all want to know which one I want to do? So, I have decided, drum roll, to keep the people and just grow. Yeah. It was a very hard decision, I must say. Because, again, like I said in yesterday's episode, sometimes staying in a familiar chapter and a familiar place is easier. And leaping into the unknown, and this is for in any area of your life, whether you're leaping into a new career, you're leaping to a new field of work, you're going to a new school, a new state, you're moving, you're leaving your family, you're leaping into the union of marriage, you're leaping and becoming a mother, a father, whatever your leap is. Sometimes, well, all the time for me, but it might be sometimes for you guys. Sometimes leaping into the unknown can be so scary because I know what it is I'm dealing with now. It's kind of like the statement, I don't even know where we get this from, but I've heard it several times and I've used it myself. It's kind of like the statement, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. I don't know why we say that, but we do. But I get it because staying comfortable where I am, at least I know, kind of know what to expect, what to whatever. And I'm kind of like spinning off of the yesterday show. But when I leap into something, I take that leap. I don't know where I'm going to land. It's like, and it's so funny. I just saw this yesterday. It's like when you go to these islands and you do that dive off the cliff, you know, there's water down there, right? And I don't swim, so I guess I won't be diving off nobody's cliff. You know there's water down there, but it's the journey from when you leap and finally get to the bottom. It's that in-between stuff. You don't know what to expect in the in-between stuff. So as you're free, as you're free falling, I can only imagine the things for me, if it was me, I can only imagine the plethora of things that will be going through my mind as I'm falling and as I'm trying to get to, no pun intended, my final destination. As I'm trying to get from the cliff to where, you know, wherever the water is, whoever my drop is. So yeah, just staying in the familiar, is staying in the place that's familiar is comfortable. But you cannot grow inside your comfort zone. I don't remember who I heard say it, but I heard a celebrity say it. I don't remember which one. Child, it was probably more than one. But I heard them say, your life begins outside of your comfort zone. And I thought that was like, child, that's easy for you to say. Because, you know, I had an attitude. But it's the truth. Life does begin outside of your comfort zone, because when you start to move outside of the boundaries or step outside of the box, you start discovering, like I told you guys yesterday about the Mario Brothers game, you start discovering a new level to who you are, like a new thing or a new food or something new about you. Like, I just discovered that I don't like eggs the way I thought I did. Yeah, talk about 44 and more. I ate eggs earlier this week and it was semi-disgusting. And I don't know why. But that's because now I'm intentional about everything, one, I say, do, and put, you know, particularly put in my body. And so when I ate the eggs, I realized, dang, I used to love a good, you know, scrambled egg or a good omelet or a good, you know, as my mom would call it, fried egg with some cheese and toasted bread with butter on both sides. Don't judge me. But I realized that I don't have the same love for eggs that I thought I did or that I used to have. And so I can do one of two things. I can continue to eat it and have that feeling, or I can just simply slowly and gradually wean myself off of it and completely let it go and move on. You know? So life does begin outside of your comfort zone. It begins outside of the box, because you do learn different things about who you are, what I like, what I don't like, what makes me tick, what makes me happy, what brings me joy, what's this, what's that, do I want the lights on, do I want the lights off, do I want to talk to you today, do I not want to talk to you at all, you know. And these are the things that we ignore because, you know, we're comfortable. And what I learned in chapter 43 as well, I been knew this, but it became so apparent to me, excuse me, it became so apparent to me that we sometimes could remain loyal past, loyalty has an expiration date. So we want to remain loyal to people and things and places, and we don't realize it has an expiration date. So I look at loyalty like milk, and I don't drink milk. I just think that's disgusting too. So maybe, yeah, I don't really do milk. And if I have to do milk with cereal, it's lactate milk. But anyway, and I'm not lactose tolerant. But anyway, moving on. So I look at loyalty like milk. Milk comes with an expiration date, right? And if you keep the milk past the expiration date, it gets, in islands we say frothy. It begins to get that froth on it, like that foamy, nasty look and feeling, and it stinks. So try drinking stink milk, expired milk, after that expiration date. You can't.
Oh, hell no.
So it's the same thing with trying to hold on or remain loyal to something or somebody that the time expired. It's like milk. Gotta let it go. I think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Gotta let it go. At some point, you know, I love Kenny Rogers. I grew up in the islands, and my mom, I don't even know how my mama ended up liking Kenny Rogers, child. That's a whole nother story. Maybe one day I get my mom on the show for her to tell y'all her versions of the stories, but this is my show, so it's my version. My mom liked Kenny Rogers, and I don't know why she liked him, but so I grew up liking Kenny Rogers. And so I feel like this moment is a Kenny Rogers moment. I wish I had the song to play it for you. I'm going to find it before the show is over. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. Get this. Know when to run. Kenny say, just don't walk away. Kenny say, bro, just don't walk away. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and by all means, know when to run. And so that's how we have to look at life and situations. And it doesn't mean that you don't like the person. It doesn't mean that you have something against the person. It just simply means that at that point, that thing, that person, that situation, that place no longer serves you. And that's okay. I think sometimes we become too attached to things. As what they say in school, person, place, or thing. We become too attached to those nouns. So we tend to hold on to them, and then we don't know when to let them go. And then you become like Erykah Badu. You become a bag lady, hurting your back and dragging all them bags. One day, all them bags gonna get in your way. I'm just saying. You know, so in this season of my life, I am not, PSA, public service announcement. Y'all ready? Okay. I, Natasha Hatchett, will no longer be holding on to anything, anyone, or any place that don't want to be held. Can I get a round of applause? I'm just saying. I have learned in 40, chapter 43, that listen, when the chapter is closed, and yes, I'm clapping my hands because that's how I mean it. When that chapter is closed, you have to know when to let it go. Be like Elsa. I heard on the prayer line, get you an Elsa spirit and just let it go. Because what happens is you do more damage to yourself and you do more damage to that person because now I wish I could stop hitting stuff because you're doing too much trying to hold on to whatever that is that's not really serving you. And it's like, why do we do that? And so at this point, yeah, that's what 44 and more means to me. I want more out of life. I want more out of me. I want more from God. I want more. I just want more. And you know why I want more? Because I feel like I deserve more. I'm a giver. I'm a sower. Yeah, I got my issues and my flaws. Yeah, I mess up. And God knows. I am far from perfect. Nevertheless, I know there's some seeds in the ground that I did plant, whether it be good or bad, because, you know, I mean, sidebar. Why is it when we talk about seeds being planted in the ground, we only want to talk about the good seeds? Child, I got some seeds that I need to, I know I'm going to reap. Which ones? Because I call it two different kinds of seeds. I ain't telling you this what the Bible say, but this is what Natasha 101 says. You could put good seed in the ground and you could put bad seed in the ground. Either way it go, you're going to reap a harvest. So if you decide to keep sowing bad and sowing negativity and sowing discord and sowing hate and sowing, you're going to get that back. That's just Harvest 101. If I continue to be a negative person, if I continue to be this discouraging person, if I just continue to be doing all these things negatively or badly to someone or something and think it's okay, you don't think you're going to get that back? So when we always, every time I hear people talk about, oh, you know, I'm waiting on my harvest because I sowed my seed. What seed you sow, sis? Which one, bro? Because you're gonna have to get it back. So, yeah, that's why 44 and more means so much more to me. Because, and I know there's some seeds, seeds in the ground that I may have sown in the wrong way, negatively or whatever, that I probably have not reaped yet. And, you know, because we don't know the appointed season or time when we're going to reap. We don't know when that harvest is going to kick back. And so I'm sure there's some seeds in the ground that I sowed that I probably haven't reaped from, good, bad, or indifferent. So just know that, you know, moving forward, and as Gary with the T would say, moving right along, know that whatever seed you put in the ground, you're going to get it back. So if you want good back, I am suggesting that you put good in the ground. You want kind of mediocre, then yeah, you know, put mediocre in the ground. You want, you know, amazing, then so amazing. Yeah, so in this season, I'm going back to what I was saying. So yeah, in this season, I definitely want more out of life, more out of God, more from myself. I have some mandates, some requirements that I've placed on myself. So everybody have, you know, some people make New Year's resolution on January 1st. I make them on June 30th in preparation for July 1st because July 1st starts my new year for me. Yeah, I go along and celebrate the calendar new year, but July 1st is also my new year. It's where I reflect. I take the first, you know, last week, basically, in June, and I start to reflect on what I did, what I didn't do, what I could have done differently, what I could have said differently, how I could have handled that differently. How did that affect me? How did this affect me? How did this, you know, pour into my life? How did that not serve my life? So I took some time the last week of June and I started reflecting literally up until I did the podcast on yesterday. I was reflecting. I was in reflection mode. Some things I liked, some things I didn't. Like, I didn't like the fact that I had to end up getting divorced. Like, so did I answer some of y'all questions? Because I know some of y'all was wondering. So I didn't like the fact that I had to go through that experience, and that'll be a whole podcast in itself. But I also realized even moving on from that is not a bad thing. And my ex and I are pretty good friends, and that's all you need to know until I tell y'all the rest of my business. That just gave you that so you can run on and see what the end gonna be, because I know y'all talking about it anyway. I just realized that, you know, I'm such an amazing person. And people are like, oh, you're so arrogant. No, I'm confident. That's why it's called Loving Me Is Enough. And it took me a moment to get here. But now that I am here, baby, you can't get me from here. You know, I go through my moments where I feel, you know, down. I go through my moments where I feel like, but for the most part, I know who I am, number one. Number two, I know whose I am. And number three, I know what I simply possess. You know, we got this new thing in relationships now. When you get into a relationship, everybody want to know what you bring to the table. God, dog it, I am the table. I'm just saying. Just thought I'd put that. So, but that's how I feel about being 44. That's how I'm embracing my 44. I'm embracing who I am, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the parts I do understand, the parts I don't understand. Because this world as we have, the world as we know it has changed within the last, 3 years? I believe COVID started in early 2020. So the world as we know it has changed. The only thing that seems not to have changed within these last 3 years is us. Like, the world changed. Gas prices changed. Housing rates changed. Interest rates changed. It's like we went through so much changes, but some of us are still fighting to hold on to remain the same in a world that's ever changing and ever evolving. I don't ever want to get to the place in my life, in my career, in my where I just fail to evolve because I want things to remain the same. I want you guys to take this journey with me to, you know, the more. I don't say 44 and more as if I'm old something, because obviously I'm not. But I say the more because I want more. I want to pursue more. I'm going to pursue more. So that's what 44 and more looks like to me. And basically that's how I want to, embrace this season. So I said on yesterday that I did not write down a lot of things when I entered into chapter 43. But going into 44, I wrote down, I got a list. Me and your boy, Jesus, Jesucristo, we're going to have a conversation, baby. Jezzy, yes, him too. We're going to have a conversation because I'm going to be going through my list, be like, Jesus, we talked about this. And you ain't forget about that, right? No, what about this one and that one? How we handling this? What you want me to do over here? See, you got to write your stuff down. You know what I'm saying? You got to write it down. So when you feel some type of way and you feel like things not working out for you, you go back and you check the roll. That's why they took attendance in school. So when your parents came to school and started acting crazy, be like, oh no, my baby was in school. Ma'am, sir, I checked the attendance. They weren't here. Not that day. You know, because you got people that'll pop off and act crazy, like, you know, they're entitled. So yeah, I wrote it down. I physically wrote it down, like handwritten. I also put it in my phone, what it is that I expect from God. I shouldn't even tell y'all that, because if I lose my phone, then, you know. But it's locked. It's in a lock note. But yeah, I wrote it down. I wrote down all the things that I want to see happen on this 44th journey, this 44 trip around the sun, as some of y'all say, because I just want more. I want to own multiple properties on this 44th year. I want to expand my business. It's a lot. So I'll be sporadically sharing with you what it is I'm, you know, this journey that I am in for under 44th year of my life. So I started out saying, people always ask, and I got so off kilter, but whatever. I started out talking about people wanted to know what it is that I do and who am I, basically. Well, for those that don't know, I'll take this pause and just go through some things so we can know, because I feel like I need to get ready to wrap up because it is my birthday and I ain't trying to really spend my day. No, I'm just playing. So I am Natasha Hatchett, as you've heard me say before. And people say, is it Natasha, Natasha A? No. Oh, God. Everybody just take a deep breath in me. I feel better. It's Natasha. So let me spell it the way it's spelled. Natasha. But phonetically speaking, for those of us that paid attention in preschool and kindergarten and where they taught phonics and how to pronounce words, it's pronounced Natasha. So Natasha. So then I got the question, so since it's Natasha, is your shortened name Tasha or Tashia? It's Tashia. But you know, in the African-American culture, if you tell people that, they say you're doing too much. So I just gave y'all what y'all accustomed to, Tasha. But it's really Tashia. So I am Natasha Hatchett. I am the mother of one, an amazing 14-year-old that tends to get on every nerve that God has placed in my body and the ones that I didn't know was there. I am obviously a podcaster because you're hearing me now via podcast. And I actually love podcasting. I get to be free and I get to be me and say what is on my mind in my way with my own, without being judged. And maybe I am being judged and y'all just ain't telling me, but it really doesn't matter. So I am a podcaster. I am an author. I have released, currently published, 2 books. One is called My Pain Has a Purpose. And the second one is called Emerging in Your Confidence. And they're both, well, no, I'm storing. I was about to say they're both on Amazon, but they're not. My Pain Has a Purpose is on Amazon. It's actually a subtitle, Birthing Your Vision in the Midst of Chaos. Man, that book was birthed in the midst of chaos. And I talked about that on a previous show, I think in my first season, but I'll revisit it. I literally wrote that book in a matter of 10 days. And I wrote that book out of desperation. And I wrote that book actually thinking I was going to punk God, basically. I mean, let's just be 100. So I wrote it. I didn't think God would be faithful to his word. I didn't think he would keep his promise. But he did. And he made the fool out of me. He basically made the fool out of me, to be honest. So yeah, that book is near and dear to my heart because that book introduced me to me. It made me realize that in spite of what everything people thought about you, in spite of how people tried to discredit you, in spite of how people try to, what's that word they use? Slander or something with your character, deprivation of your character, whatever. In spite of how they try to ruin and defame my character, I persevered and I pushed through. And it wasn't stuff that was silently said. It was stuff that was actually very audible, very loud, and I had to hear it. But I had to write that. I wrote that book in the midst of all of that. So that book is always going to be dear to my heart, not only because it's the first release, but because of what I had to go through. I literally, y'all, no joke, I birthed that book in the midst of the most chaotic time of my life. Like, I'm going to do a whole podcast on literally birthed that book in the midst of chaos. And I didn't know what the heck I was doing. All I knew was what God told me to do. And I said, okay, God, you obviously not going to let up. So I did. And it's 6 years because I released it, I believe in 2016. Yeah, it's been 6 years. So I released that book in 2016. And it has truly been a blessing to my life. I will say that. And then I turned around in 2020 after taking some time to reflect and taking some time to do some other things and transgress through some other things. I released the second book. That one is an ebook, and it's available also on my website that I will give you at the end of the show. But that book is called Emerging in Your Confidence. And that book basically talks about how we go through these different stages while we're emerging to become who we are and to become who God has called us to be and to become who we're destined to be. So that book is, you know, I mean, all my books, obviously, I don't write unless God gives me something to write. That's probably why you have not gotten the third book yet. But all my books have meaning to me. And so when I do write, I write with the intention to help someone. Even if I help one somebody, I feel like I've done my job. So those are the two books. So I told you I am a podcaster because I have the Love and Me's Enough podcast that you're actually listening to now. And let me tell you about this podcast. I want to back up for a minute. This podcast was basically my jump off the cliff. Remember I told you guys earlier about the jump off the cliff experience? This podcast was that for me because I have been wanting to do a podcast forever. But fear of the unknown, fear of, you know, all that stuff I told you guys in the beginning, it just held me captive. And so one day, I don't know, I was scrolling through Facebook and I believe it was my friend Stephanie. Text me and say, hey, this person, you know, you was asking about doing a podcast and this person has a podcast studio, yada, 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 yada. So I reached out to the individual with the intention not to get a response. Oxymoronic, right? So I reached out to them with the intent not to get a response, but they responded. We communicated. I liked what I heard. And I said, okay. They sent me a contract, read over the contract, liked what I read, you know, was in agreement with what I read, signed the contract, paid my fee, did whatever, whatever, and showed up the first day to record. And I thought I was just showing up to tour the studio, talk about more. I thought I was just showing up to tour the studio and to get a vibe and get a feel and listening to in somebody else's show and see how it works. And I ended up recording that day. Because at the time when I went to the studio, I went with my then husband at the time and he was like, just do it. And I'm like, and I'm telling y'all, my nerves was everywhere because I was okay up until the moment. I was okay signing the contract. I was okay communicating with the individual. I was okay doing all of that. And then, you know, when the guy was like, we could do your first recording now. Let's just go all in. And I got real scared to the point where I was just like, you know, my husband at the time had to take me outside and be like, yo, what's up? What you doing? Like, you gotta did that. And I'm like, so I took a deep breath, listened to his pep talk, went back inside. Inadvertently, I don't know if he knew he signed up for this part of it, but whatever. We started the show and I introduced him as my co-host and I did an hour podcast that I wasn't even intending to do. So talk about leaping and taking that leap of faith. So yes, I am a podcaster and I did it. I didn't do this podcast for people, right? I literally did this podcast for me. This was my trophy on the wall type situation. This was me saying to myself yet again, you can do what you think you cannot. So I really didn't do it for listeners. I didn't do it for followers. I didn't do it to gain a platform. I didn't do it to be heard. I did it because it was sad. It was something that Natasha needed to do to satisfy her soul at that time. And I ended up falling in love with it. And I kept doing it. I think we're in season three. I don't know. We're in one of these seasons. And I actually like it. Actually love it, actually. So podcaster, author, and if you haven't noticed the trend, I'll give you the trend of how everything transpired towards the end of the show. So I'm a podcaster, I'm an author, I am a mother. I am an entrepreneur. I own, operate Tasha Hatchett Consulting. That is my life coaching, business coaching, and spiritual mentoring agency. I am a certified life coach. I was certified through Breakthrough Academy. Shout out to Lakeisha Dixon, now Jones. And so I take pride in that. That's something that's near and dear to my heart, the life coaching and the business coaching, because I put my heart and soul into that, because I feel like in this life, you know, some people feel like, oh, I don't need a coach. I don't need a therapist. I don't need da, da, da. And that's fine. But there are some of us that need, even though we know what we know and we got what we got, at some point we need guidance. And I was already a life coach without being a certified life coach. I was already doing this without actually doing it or putting a name to it or putting it, a business name to it. So I am a certified life coach. And that's basically, I want to say my 9-to-5, but it's really not a 9-to-5. That's really my heart, my passion. That's what I love doing. Like if I had to wake up every morning and do something and not be paid for it, which I've literally done, that would be it for me. The life coaching, the business coaching, the spiritual mentoring. So I say spiritual mentoring. People are like, well, what makes you qualified, Jesus? And if you're Hispanic, Jesucristo. And if you're Haitian, Jezzy. That's what qualifies me. So you slacking on your pimping. That's what qualifies me. Child, please. And for those of you that, you know, have to have paperwork behind everything, I am a licensed and ordained minister. So that's, yeah. And, you know, Jesus, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. And I didn't ask to be in this position. I didn't ask to have that quote unquote call on my life. I didn't ask to be thrown into this realm of my life. That was the man plan. I mean, what you want me to do? I tried to buck it. I've been bucking for years now. And that's gonna be a whole nother show too. I've been bucking them for years. Like I've been bucking a jack for a long time. So at some point, and we'll talk about this. I'm just telling y'all all the things that we're gonna be talking about, because I know all the stuff that I've been through. I ain't the only one. And we all need, you know, we all need somebody. So I've been bucking for years, and I finally decided, okay, God, like at one point in my life, nothing seemed to have been working. So I figure out of manipulation, I said, okay, God, I'm going to do what you call me to do, because it don't look like I'm getting nowhere. So I kind of surrendered with the mindset of I want something out of it. You want me to do this? Then here's what I need type thing. But eventually, you know, I realized, it is what it is. And I got my little self together and got my little self in order and got my little self in line. So here she is. So she's a podcaster. She's an author. She's a mother. She's a life coach, business coach. Well, she has a coaching business, basically. And that's me in a nutshell. I do everything that I do intertwines and with who I am as a person. The song in the beginning is one of my favorite artists, Mary J. Blige, and it says, "Take me as I am." I'm multifaceted, and some people would never understand that. I learned that I'm not complicated. I've learned that I'm multifaceted. Like there are so many different levels and dimensions to me. So you can meet me in one level on one level and in one place, and because I grow or change or move differently, it comes off as if, you know, something different. But I'm just multifaceted. But I'm still, you know, I'm just like Jenny from the block. I'm still Tasha from the block. You know, I'm still that person, but I just have to move in the way that I was called to move. So it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm leaving people behind or situations behind. It just means that I have to move differently in some areas of my life. So that's who I am in a nutshell. And I guess in 44 and more, you'll be hearing more of who I am. I'll be telling you more of what I do. I'll be telling you how I do it, why I do it, how to connect with me more. And I guess I'm going to be more visible. I don't like that part of it, but yeah, I'm going to be more visible. I'm going to be networking more. I really don't, you know, my son is a social butterfly, right? He doesn't have a problem with his social skills. He definitely ain't lacking in that area. His mother, on the other hand, is an extroverted introvert, or introverted extrovert, however which way you want to put it. if it was my choice, I would like to be, remain in the background, unseen, and do what I do. I like people, but don't like crowds. I don't know, it's just the weirdest thing. So a lot of times that's what causes me not to do a lot of networking. It's not because I don't want to. It's just simply like, it takes a lot of energy. But I'm evolving, I'm growing, I'm coming out of that phase of my life, and just work with me. It's going to take me a minute. It's just wrapping my head around it is making me sleepy. But it's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute. It's going to take a minute, but your girl is going to evolve and she's going to grow and she's going to, we're going to do all that good stuff. So that's it. That's it. That's 44 and more. It's my birthday, so I get to ramble and I get to talk about what I want to talk about. It's. I wish I could say it the way I want to say it, but it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I feel like that. That I think it's this TikTok thing. Everywhere she goes, she's like, "Excuse me, it's my birthday. Excuse me, it's my birthday. Excuse me, it's my birthday." I feel like I should just walk through life today just saying that. "Excuse me, did you know it's my birthday? Excuse me, today's my birthday." I started yesterday annoying Brian. I'm like, yeah, I get to listen to what I want to listen to because it's my birthday. So that's 44 and more. So the author, the podcaster, the coach, the life coach, the minister, the mother, and eventually I guess y'all hear it here. Eventually, I'll work my way back around to being somebody's wife again. I don't know. Said I was evolving. We're going to take that for what it's worth. So that's me in a nutshell. So how do you connect with me, right? It's a couple of ways because I'm getting ready to wrap up. It's my birthday. I told y'all that already in the beginning. It's my birthday. Okay. So how do you connect with me? There's a couple of ways. Social media is good. I'm doing better with managing my social media. So on Facebook is Tasha Hatchett Consulting. On Instagram is Tasha Hatchett Consulting. On the TikTok that I really don't use is TH_consulting. Twitter, I don't know. No, wait, hold up. I told y'all I'm not good. Whatever. So on Twitter, I believe, hold on, wait for it. Oh, it's just Tasha Hatchett. So anywhere you go, it's going to be Tasha Hatchett. I tell people all the time, it's THC. And the natural word, THC, is cannabis. But TAC is really me, Tasha Hatchett Consultant. So TAC. So it's Tasha Hatchett on Twitter, is Tasha Hatchett Consulting on Instagram, Tasha Hatchett Consulting on Facebook, and on TikTok is TH_consulting. Outside of those social media, you can also connect with me via email. And it's info@TashaHatchett.com. So I ain't trying to be petty, but I'm going to spell that out. So it's info@TashaHatchett, TASHIAHATCHETT.com. My website is the same thing, TashaHatchett.com, TASHIAHATCHETT.com. Or you can just go to lovingmeenough.com if that is easier for you as well. So everything connected to me is going to be Tasha Hatchett in some way, some form. If you're a texter, I do have a business line that connects and it's 754-243-6241. That's it. That's literally me in a nutshell. I will give this disclaimer, and I mean this with all the love in my heart that I can find on today, because it is my birthday. I am a life coach that's about progression. If you're not willing and ready to move and to progress and to, you know, do the work, then it's probably best that you not solicit my services. And I mean that with all the love I can find, because I'm all about progression. I'm all about moving from stuck to unstuck. I'm all about moving from point A. I mean, we should be past A by now, all of us. You know, we should at least be working on Q, RS, TV, or like the kids, LMNOP. Like, we should be past A. So I'm all about getting you whatever it is that you're coming to me for. I'm all about progression, helping you move and progress and do something different. So definitely, I take what I do very, very seriously. It's just not an income for me. It's definitely, I'm invested into the growth of that person and that individual. So yeah, again, I appreciate you guys. I remember when I first started this podcast, I was saying that no one will know, no one will listen. You know, who's going to listen to me? But can I just tell you guys something? And I'm going to give myself the biggest round of applause after I say this. When I started this podcast, I didn't think anyone would listen to this podcast, right? Talk about just leaping on faith and not caring about the outcome. But I've had listeners in India. I've had, most of my listeners are abroad. And when I tell you they are faithful to listen to the Love and Me is Enough podcast, I cannot be more. As a matter of fact, let's just give them a round of applause right now. I cannot be more grateful because, again, I didn't know who was going to listen. I wasn't concerned either because, again, I did it for me. But, you know, we had listeners everywhere. We had listeners in, there was this country. I can't remember the name. But we had a lot of listeners abroad. I had listeners in Seattle. I know no one in Seattle. Let's just be clear. I had listeners, in Detroit. I know Detroit was a great fan base. It's a great fan base for me. I know no one in Detroit. I had listeners in Texas. I know no one in these places, people. So just to know that people are listening and they're just not one-time listeners, they're constantly and consistently listening and looking. I really just want to tell you guys, thank you. I look forward to the continued steady growth within myself. I look forward to the continued steady growth in you guys. And I always say this, and some people do it and some people don't. Feel free to reach out to me. I do read emails. I do read the text. I do read the show requests. I read all of that. And it could definitely be at one of those outlets that I've given you, whether you're going to send me a DM or, you know, however you want to reach out to me. I do pay attention and listen. So I want to thank you guys. This show would definitely not be anything without the listeners that do listening to me every time I release a new episode. So I am so grateful for you. So you guys get to go on this amazing journey with me. You get to enjoy my company. We get to talk. We get to chop it up. Eventually, at some point, don't push me too fast. Now, hold on. At some point, eventually, I'm going to do the podcast live so I can get feedback and we could communicate. But I'm not there yet, people. Just work with your girl. Like, I'm going to eventually get there. But this is not right now. We're going to get there. So you can catch. Oh, I forgot to tell you. On YouTube. It's Tasha Hatchett Consulting. Either Tasha Hatchett Consulting or Love and Me is Enough. Either way you go, if you put either one of those names in, you're going to get it. I'm telling you, I'm consistent. I'm consistent in that at least. See, I'm working on it. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. So I just want to thank you guys again for listening. Thank you guys for joining the show. It is on YouTube, Tasha Hatchett Consulting. Boom! Shout out to me for being consistent. I'm tripping. But thank you guys for listening. It's my birthday. I got to get up out of here. I hope that you guys enjoy your day. Listen, we are literally in the second half of the year. When our next episode, we're going to talk about, so what you doing now? I need to know, what are you doing in these next 6 months that you haven't done in the first 6 months? What do you need to let go of in these next 6? I just need to know all your business because y'all gonna know all of mine. So why not give me all of yours? So enjoy the rest of your day as I intend to enjoy the rest of my birthday. It's your girl, Natasha Hatch, and thank you so much for listening to the Loving Me Is Enough podcast. Have a good one.
One bar for your birthday, girl. One bar for your birthday, girl. Walk out for your birthday, girl. One bar for your birthday, girl. Walk one for your birthday.